It's Tuesday, July 12th, and this is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Steamboat Springs City Council meets tonight. There's a first reading of an ordinance for a vote in November on a 9% tax on short-term rentals. That money would be used for infrastructure at the new Brown Ranch neighborhood. Craig City Council meets tonight. Council will discuss an ordinance that would go before voters approving changes to the Craig City Charter regarding the creation, change, and abolishment of offices, departments, or agencies. Staff reports from Craig Police and Craig Parks and Rec. There is a presentation on fentanyl this evening at the Moffitt County Fairgrounds. It's called Fentanyl, the Third Wave of the Opioid Crisis, presented by Moffitt County Public Health. That is from 6 to 7:30 in the pavilion at the fairgrounds in Craig. A family ranch rodeo Sunday brought in families from throughout Northwest Colorado to compete at the rodeo arena between Yampa and Toponas. The Egeria Park Roping Club has been dormant for about 20 years, but some of the local families, with help from the Sirocco FFA, fixed it up and had everyone out for a fun afternoon of food and rodeo. Here's Tiffany Gates.
This is great. We're so excited to see it in Toponas and have it here, have everybody inclusive from the school come get to check out our way of life.
The event was a fundraiser for Sirocco Elementary and the schools there. The Sirocco FFA was on hand to help with setup and food. Here's Rochelle Dudley.
It's something that we put on annually, and it's really great because it just brings the community together.
Jay Whaley heads up the Sirocco FFA at the high school. He says his grandfather used to rodeo in the Egeria Park Arena.
There's a lot of history of rodeo in this valley. A lot of the old timers years ago would come here, and this was one of the places they would rodeo.
And now there's roping on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the arena. Expect some extra traffic through Northwest Colorado tomorrow. Eastbound I-70 in Glenwood Canyon will be closed at about 10 in the morning for 6 hours. CDOT is removing a large truck that crashed in the canyon last week. Cars headed east on I-70 will be rerouted through Rio Blanco, Moffitt, and Route Counties. And finally, if you're going through a construction zone, remember to zipper merge. Use both lanes until the merge point. I'm Shannon Lukens. First, with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.